super sweet. It's a track called Sugar Bee. Here comes, from Durban's very own Veranda Panda. And in the house on a Friday, I've got one of the pandas himself, Liam.
It's me. How's it?
Liam, how you doing, my friend? Good to have you on a Friday.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me. It's a beautiful day out there.
It's a beautiful day. The sugar bees are buzzing. The sun is shining. And Veranda Panda is in the spotlight right now because a brand spanking new track has been released on all good streaming platforms. And we're about to give it a spin right here on Radio Life and South for the very, very first time. We've just been having a little chat off air and catching up and finding out where the Veranda Panda story is at, because a really exciting chapter, by the sounds of things, is about to be written. For those who are not entirely clued up on the journey so far, take us back to the beginning. Veranda Panda, what is it? Where did it start? And how has it grown to where it is now?
Well, the start is that I was doing a theater tour in 2003 with my university. We were representing South Africa and Belgium, creating theater with a bunch of other actors from around the world. And we didn't create a lot of theater, but we had a lot of fun. And we used to sample the local, drinks and get and make things rhyme. And we found this ceramic panda bear that looked like he was reclining underneath a veranda, and I said, look, it's a Veranda Panda. And I sort of adopted that as my alias for side projects. So for like 7 or 8 years, my music production, which grew from terrible to mediocre, was under the alias Veranda Panda.
So you were a solo artist at that stage.
Yeah, it was just like an alias. And then I met Jane in 2010 backstage at a fashion show. As the story goes, I took the necklace around her neck. I told her to come play with me at Origin. I just said it. I didn't expect her to phone me the next week and say, all right, let's play, let's go. And I was like, what? How? And we sort of just did it. It happened. And that was the spark in the beginning. It all began with an ability for us to work together and listen to each other.
And you came to the party, so to speak, with your skill set as a kind of electronic music production and I guess you could say a showman in your own.
I guess storytelling. There's a story in everything. Yeah. So electronic music production, storytelling, and Jane is the sort of music virtuoso who was in the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra, who can play the violin, who's pitch perfect, who can play the piano, who can sing. So it was like the merging of these two worlds that help balance each other out.
Amazing. And the story has been just going and glowing since those interesting beginnings, and you guys have really carved out a name for yourselves as like real fixtures and some of the hardest working local musicians still gigging today. I mean, we can confidently say that, right?
Yeah, I can confidently say that. We've seen everyone come and go, and we're still there. But we love it. We are performers. We love being on stage. So, yes, we create lots of music, and we're very proud of the music we release. But I think our longevity is in the fact that we just get in there. We like to get our hands dirty. We played an event last night in an estate for 60 people, and we're just over the moon to be able to be given the opportunity to connect with people through music.
And would you say that the live shows, the live sets, I mean, that is where the panda really gets out and off the veranda and dancing.
Yeah.
I mean, the recorded stuff, the production, I love all your stuff. But seeing a Veranda Panda live set, there's just something... something like alive. I mean, you never quite know which direction it's going to take, right? It's kind of a little bit unpredictable, but in the best way.
Yeah, it's where we really feel like we're living. There's something about performance. It's what you give, what the audience gives, and how you meet in the middle and what you create, which is why it's authentic and real every single time. And it's not always a success.
but there's always magic there. There's always it's an experience. Let's put it that way.
That's it.
You'll know when you've been to a Veranda Panda show. And I think the last time I saw you guys live was up on the big stage at the ZA Fest in Benito.
Over 400 Lovell Youth Choir.
Yeah. And that was, I mean, the crowd just, the energy that was flowing back between the crowd and the stage was just
sure, let palpable. Me tell you, the two of us trying to exist on that gigantic stage, we felt like ants in a fruit bowl.
But you did it.
Thank you.
You filled that fruit bowl with amazing sounds and sonic textures. And now we're about to spin a track that has just been released to the world today. And I think this is like, this signals the most exciting chapter in the Veranda Panda story so far. You were saying already, it's only been out for a couple of hours, and the response you've had from this track has been absolutely like knocked your socks off.
Yeah, it has completely. You know, we received some advice from some very intelligent friends in the industry who said, we need to try and write songs that might have a bit more of a universal message than Pineapple Sundaes, Chocolate Mermaid, Sugar Bees, and you know, we sort of live in like a magical fantasy world, and we kind of were like, oh, what do you mean? And we got on a plane after a show, and Jane got a feeling about that show, and she wrote it on a napkin, that old kind of story, and within 2 days we had the full song, and then I got it. I was like, okay, not everything has to be a children's fairy tale. It can, you know, it can also just be from the heart about something that you're really feeling. But that takes a maturity, I think. You know, I've sort of hidden behind the fun and the quirkiness, but sometimes getting to the real stuff and saying the simple things is the hardest, and I think that's what we've done here, and maybe that's why it's resonating.
Wow, man. And it's also a collaboration with another real hard-working troubadour of a local musician, Tanner Wareham, who you have obviously crossed paths with in your gigging journey. Was it a natural collab? Was it something that you've been planning on, you know, teaming up with him for a while?
No, Jane wrote the song, and there was a female part and a male part, and I said, listen, as much as I have the world's silkiest, smoothest speaking voice, I certainly can't sing. So, I said, what about Tanner? And she went, yes. It was immediate, because we could hear the sonic quality of his voice would fit. What we didn't know is that he's super innovative, and he's very creative.
Yeah.
So we brought the song to him, and we didn't expect him to contribute too much musically, but he sure did. He actually, the major hook in the song never existed.
Really?
And he's the one who sort of put it in. He put the guitar in, and these really cool horn lines. So he added way more than we expected.
That's awesome. So yep. It's been a collaboration then, more than just the final recording process.
Yep.
But the finished product is, it's a wow addition to the Veranda Panda set. And judging by already the excited reaction online, do you think this is the beginning of possibly a new musical direction? As you say, stepping out of the weird and wonderful world of chocolate unicorns and into some stuff that maybe slightly different.
I think it's just more weapons in the arsenal.
Yeah.
We've expanded into having so many different types of music that fall under the same umbrella. I've always said Veranda Panda is almost like a school where you fall into a house, like you know, like a Hogwarts house. Like you're either in Gryffindor and you prefer melodic, chilled listening stuff, or you're in Slytherin, you listen to trance, drum and bass, and dubstep. And we sort of are the school of Hogwarts, is the school of Panda, and there's all these different like rooms that you can explore within what we do.
Wow.
So Jane's been writing a lot more of this kind of stuff.
That's so cool. So we can definitely keep our eyes and ears peeled for some exciting new musical releases as we head into 2025.
Yeah? Big time. Yeah.
Epic. Now, obviously, this is the end of the year. This is when things kick into high gear, and with the gigs on the horizon, you've got a pretty full roster between now and the start of next year. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you keeping your head above water and balancing with all of the gigging and the recording and the, is it do you just not sleep for 3 weeks?
No, it's completely possible, but it has to be done in relation to where you are in your life now. I remember in 2015 Jane and I would have even busier Decembers, and we just we didn't look after ourselves, you know. And now it's like I was up this morning to go to yoga, do my ice bath, and make sure you drink lots of water.
Yeah.
Don't eat lots of junk food when you're on the road between gigs. Try and get at least 4 to 6 hours sleep and just be there for each other and take everything like calmly. Wow. Otherwise, because everything is in a... Otherwise, you just get swept up in the madness.
Yeah, and you burn out.
Yeah. You know, it's not so young anymore, are these bones of mine. But yeah, you've got to just keep strong and keep healthy. And then, like, save the relaxation and the party for its own time.
Hey, and when you flip that switch, you guys certainly bring the party. For those who are keen to experience the live Veranda Panda magic, or maybe to even book the Veranda Panda experience for an upcoming special occasion, a function, or whatever it is, what is the smartest portal to track you down on and to keep tabs on the story as it continues to be written?
Definitely Instagram. We're pretty much mostly active on Instagram. You can access our booking emails and stuff through there, but Instagram is where you'll pretty much be guaranteed to get a response within 1 to 2 hours.
It's going down on the gram. And
on the gram.
And it's just Veranda Panda, one word, at Veranda Panda.
Yeah, looks like it.
There you go.
But we've got a show near here soon.
Where are you playing?
At Tiger's Milk.
Oh, yeah.
Right over there.
Right, yeah.
On the 14th of December. Awesome. I think that's the closest one. Yeah, within this vicinity.
On the card. So put that in your diary like now, because it's definitely going to be a rocking way to wrap up 2024 here in Balito with Veranda Panda bringing the fire. And if you have got your phone in your pocket, if you're on Spotify or Apple Music or any of those streaming platforms, there is a track that you are now going to want to add to your essential summer listening playlist. And it's the track that I'm about to spin for you. It's called Carry Me, and it is Veranda Panda featuring Tanner Wareham. Is there an actual story that you want to illuminate, or shall we just let the listeners see if they can figure it out for themselves?
Yeah, I think let's let the song do the talking, eh?
There we go. And Liam, my friend, it's been super cool to connect with you on a Friday. I'm so stoked that you're at this stage now where you're expanding your palette of musical possibilities and finding a balance and looking after yourself and still creatively innovating, and that you and Jane are still bouncing around all over stages across the country and the world. I believe you're heading to India in the new year, is that right?
Yes, it's kind of secret information at this point, but I guess we could just...
Okay, look, we don't have to say any more than that.
Yeah, that's let's just leave it there.
You heard it here on Radio Life, and so you can forget that last bit. But right now...